Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. Jesus interacted with those on the fringes, people who were the most likely to be labeled by society, and he drew them in. He went to them. He was wanted to be close to their heart, to have them become part of his kingdom. And it tells us to do the same, that's what our life should be. Interestingly enough, though, the people in that culture who were considered the most, well-off, those who were considered great in the eyes of God, were the Pharisees, the religious elites. And Jesus never affirmed them. He never affirmed their way of life. He didn't affirm their behaviors. He actually said the opposite. On the night of the Last Supper, when Jesus was eating the Passover meal with his guys, he told them right after eating with them that someone was going to betray him at the table. And so they started to, talk, well, it's not going to be me, it's not going to be me. And then this happened. It says, a dispute also arose among them as to which of them was going to be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader is the one who serves. For who is greater, one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. It's an interesting passage because these guys have been with Jesus for 3.5 years. They know who the greatest one is. They've watched Jesus calm the storm. They've watched him walk on water. They've watched him raise Lazarus from the dead. They understand who's the greatest. So why are they over there arguing over who's the second greatest or who's the greatest among themselves? I think it's interesting because we do that. We tend to look for ways for affirmation to come to our lives. It starts early, right? You're out on the playground and you see the person, can they run faster? Can they kick a ball further? Can they tackle? Are they the tougher kid? Or do they look a certain way? Are they prettier? Are they smarter? We do this as children, and yet when we grow up, you'd think we'd be more mature, and then we do it differently. Like, who has the nicer vehicle or the nicer house or the biggest bank account or the best position in life, or whose kids are more well-behaved or, excelling? Like, we constantly are challenging our minds to be better than someone else, or to justify that we are better in some way, shape, or form. We're greater. And Jesus says, no, that's not the way the kingdom of God works. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. He goes, you know how the Gentiles do that? So imagine, you've got these leaders of the Gentiles, these Roman leaders, who they were considered, everyone else benefited from them being there. That's how they saw themselves as leaders. So they had no problem making everyone else serve them. Because it has to be the opposite. In fact, you should be a servant. You should look to take care of other people's needs. In the Gospel of John, it says that at this moment, this is when Jesus is washing their feet. He's serving them. It's interesting, right? The passage of Scripture where he's quickly addressing these disciples. The disciples actually have had this similar conversation now for the third time that's recorded in Scripture. And who knows how many times they had it. And maybe they were thinking, when Jesus comes in the kingdom, who's going to have his position at the right and left? Who's going to be, his top guy? Who's going to be the chief of whatever? I mean, they're all thinking about what position they might have. And Jesus saying, I just want you to take the position as that of a servant. So then that begs a question for us. What does it mean for us to have the heart of Christ in us? I think it's one thing to think, all right, I'm going to take a lowly position. I'm just going to serve. I'm going to take, the lowest position on the totem pole I can find, and that's going to make me great in God's eyes. I think it's not, we don't serve like that so we can prove ourselves to God. When you do that, what happens inevitably, you start to think well of yourself because you think, oh, I'm doing what no one else will do. I'm doing the one thing that, is looked down upon. I'm just like Jesus. And then you typically just look down on others. So it's another way of trying to be the greatest. At another time, Jesus talked about a parable about how those in the kingdom of God, he'll say to them, hey, you brought me a cup of water when I was thirsty. You visited me in prison. And they all said, well, when did we do that? He goes, well, when you did it for the least of these, you did it for me. I think those who have the heart of Christ just naturally serve to the point where they don't think much of it. It's just normal to them to just naturally try to serve others. So I think when they get up into the kingdom of God, when they're standing face to face with Christ, they won't even recognize that they did it. It'll just become part of their nature. I think that's what we need to aim for. Christ, help us to have your heart. Help us to love others and serve others the way that you do. Lord, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and yet you came down and died on a cross to pay the penalty for us. Help us to have your heart. Help us to live it out the way that you do. God, help us to be the greatest in the kingdom by simply being the least. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second to pray before you move on to your next saying of the day, and ask God to challenge you in your heart for the things you think about and the ways to serve. Till next time, God bless. Thank you.